It's with great joy that I'm able to share today, not just tied down to one verse. Those calendars were great, but now look at, we have a whole list of things that I can share from. I can share from Genesis or Matthew or Psalms or Proverbs. Amen. If anyone wants a schedule for reading through the Bible in a year, please see me and I'll get one for you. Today, what's she going to share from today? Well, after reading the whole thing, I decided that the Proverbs looked really good to share from today. What a proverb! Whoa! And the verse that I'm talking about in Proverbs is Proverbs 1:33, "But all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm." What a precious promise! What a precious promise to us. But before he gets to that, going up to verse 29, he's going to lead into this verse 33. And I thought, wow, how appropriate for us as we enter this year, as we enter a new year, 2008, and we get a fresh start at reading through the Bible in a year. Because this gives us a purpose and tells us why we're going to be reading through the Bible in a year. Why is it important to listen? To listen carefully to what God is saying to us. Well, because those that listen get to have this promise, but all who listen will live in peace. So starting at verse 29, and I'm going to do this a little differently this morning. First, I'm going to read verse 29 from King James. Then I'm going to read that verse from the Message. Then I'm going to go on to the next verse and read it from King James. And then I'm going to repeat it from the Message. So listen as we go through this. Proverbs 1:29. "For they hated knowledge and chose not to fear the Lord." Woo, what an indictment. Message says, "Because you hated knowledge and had nothing to do with the fear of God." And then, "They rejected my advice and paid no attention when I corrected them." Another, wow, not good for God to say that to us, right? In Message it says, "Because you wouldn't take my advice and brushed aside all my efforts to train you." How many times do we brush him aside simply because we don't take the time to listen? He says something to us in a quiet little voice, and the cares of this world choke out that quiet little voice that he's trying to talk to us in, huh? I know it's happened to me. I was sharing with the book club even this week when I knew I was so tied up with putting all the Christmas stuff away that really God, for the first 3 days of this week, God took kind of a back seat to putting the Christmas decorations away, and I had to repent on Wednesday night as I was sharing it with others, because I don't want to put him in the back seat and have me drive the car. I'd rather be in the back seat living in peace and let him drive the car and worry about doing the GPS thing. Okay, going on from King James. "Therefore, they must eat the bitter fruit of living their own way, choking on their own schemes." Wow, eat the bitter fruit of going their own way. The Message says, "Well, you've made your bed, now lie in it. You wanted your own way, now how do you like it?" And how have we seen that as we've been with relatives and other people that we aren't usually with over the holidays? We've seen some of the misery that they've made for themselves, and now they're just having to live with it. And they're not liking it very much. Well, that gives us as Christians a wonderful chance to be able to share the good news. Goes on to say, "For simpletons turn away from me to death. Fools are destroyed by their own complacency." And the Message says, "Don't you see what happens, you simpletons, you idiots? Carelessness kills and complacency is murder." Wow. Wow. We don't want to live that way, do we? So there's a reason. Pick up those Bibles and hold them and put them, grab them to you. I don't have mine up here right now. Pick your Bible up. Grab it to you and say, oh, here, I'll use yours. "Yes, Lord, I want to listen to you. And one way to listen to you is by reading this." Follow me. "Lord, I love my Bible.
I love my Bible.
And I'm going to pay attention to you,
and I'm going to pay attention to you
as I read it this year." It's wonderful to have a fresh new start. Nobody's behind, right? Amen. And then it ends in this verse 33, and you've seen it in King James on the screen and in the message. It says, first pay attention to me, then relax. Now you can take it easy. You're in good hands. Amen. If we pay attention to him, we can relax. Take it easy, because we know we're in good hands. Let's stand and let's say it from the King James Version together. But all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm. I was glad when they said unto me.
Me too.
Are you happy to be here this morning?
I'm happy to be here this
Are you really, Pastor Kemp?
You'd
rather be here than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, I would.
Amen. Let's worship and pay attention to him even as we worship
Amen.
This morning.
Good. Thank you.